Let me tell you what America means to me.
I love talking to you, Tom.
There's a hunger for candid voices.
Absolutely.
The stories of people creating change in Utah. This is Radioactive with Troy Williams.
And cover.
I was born and raised in Cedar City. Some of my earliest memories of anything to do with the fallout were the duck and cover at school, when the AEC would come to school with Geiger counters and they would have us do the duck and cover, and then they would test our thyroid. But they would take us down the basement of the school and give us K rations and say, this is what you would eat if we were bombed by the Russians, and you'd have to stay down here for 2 weeks. I remember being so worried about the Russians and what they were going to do to us.
Claudia Peterson is a mom from St. George who's been an active voice against nuclear testing. She's a participant in Rob DeBerg's Oral History of Utah Downwinders. For Claudia, the issue is deeply personal. She lost her 6-year-old daughter, Bethany.
When our little youngest daughter was 3, she was diagnosed with a stage 4 neuroblastoma, which is a germ cell cancer. When she was diagnosed, I asked the doctors if it was from fallout or what we were exposed to as children that we passed on to her, and he said, well, you could never prove it. Her hematologist believed it was. So we did the 3 years of driving back and forth to Salt Lake every week, chemotherapy, radiation treatments. They did a blood test and they asked us to come to Salt Lake. We got up there and she had acute monoblastic leukemia. And then we went back to Salt Lake and we spent a month in Primary Children's, and she died a month later.
The loss of Bethany inspired Claudia to establish dialogue with downwinder communities around the world.
There was a group of people from the Soviet Union that were here from Kazakhstan that we met and went with, and some monks up to the Shadow Children. There's a monument out at the test site that not very many people know about that a peace group's done, and it's these paper mache black and white children that are intertwined. We went up there to sit around and just have a peace circle, and we're standing there and I look down and one of the rocks around the thing has a little paper sticking out of it, and I lift up the rock and it was a picture of Bethany. Nobody there knew, nobody, I don't know how it ever got there. I was just floored. I thought, oh my, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I went to the Soviet Union, went to the downwind community, and there's these Soviet people that were just so kind, and they were dressed in their finest clothes. The whole town came out, and we did a protest on a hill with some rocks, and they were just mothers the same as we were, loving their babies the same way we did. And I was afraid of. There was no reason to be afraid of. The people in the Soviet Union, their hopes and dreams and wishes for their kids were the same as ours. Yeah. There isn't a divide. It's our governments that divide us.
Claudia Peterson, a Utah downwinder. Thanks to Rob DeBerg, Heal Utah, and Utah Humanities Council for sharing these stories. This is Troy Williams with KRCL's Radioactive.